Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts
with praise on our lips. We start this day with an attitude of gratitude, Father, because we are so grateful to you for everything that you've done in our lives. We invoke the presence of your Holy Spirit in this worship service on today. Thank you, God, for the angels that watched over us last night and for allowing us to see a brand new day this morning. Thank you, Father, that your compassion is new every morning, and great is your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for the love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, we lift your name on high this morning. You are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our lives. Touch the hearts, the minds, and the spirits of mankind everywhere. Lord, we confess this morning that we have sinned and we have fallen short. And so we ask for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, and that you will create in us clean hearts and renew the right spirit in us. Order our steps in your word. Help us to walk closer in your will and your way. Amen. We pray for mankind this morning, Father. Allow your healing virtues to flow throughout the universe. We pray for Pastor Kason this morning, First Lady Kason, and the Kason family and the Heart of God Baptist Church family. We pray for families near and far. We pray for pastors and churches everywhere. We pray for those who are faced with the many challenges in their lives. And we know that trouble don't last always. And we know that you are a prayer-answering God. So we are casting our cares upon you this morning, Father. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Your hand is still moving right now in the lives of your people and in this world. Every praise is to our God. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done and that he is doing in all of our lives. God, you have been so good to us, and we won't complain. In spite of the challenges, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, in spite of what the doctor's report might say, you are still good, and your mercy, it endures forever. And we won't complain because you've been good to us. I just want to thank God this morning for being so good, for being so kind, for being so merciful, for being so loving. I just want to thank God. I won't complain. We won't complain. Glory, hallelujah, this morning. We won't complain, God, because no matter, God, what it looks like, God, you're still in control, Father. And so, God, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning. And we know that you do all things well, Father God. And we know that you are a healer of body, mind, and soul. So, God, we thank you this morning, and we magnify your name, and we glorify your name, Father God. And we know that you are an omnipresent God. You're present everywhere at the same time, Father God. And, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch my Aunt Pauline that's laying in the ICU in Atlanta, Georgia this morning, Father God. I know you can, God, and I know you will, God, because you never left her, Father, and you never will leave her, Father. You told us in your word, Father, that you would never leave us, Father, that you would never forsake us, Father. And so, Father, we know that you're true to your word today, Father God. So, Father, we ask, Father God, that you would touch, heal, and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise on this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name we pray this morning. Amen, amen, and thank you. God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Amen. Thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer this morning. Truly, 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 God has been good or has been good to us. And we thank God for continuing to be an unchanging God. Amen. It says, I am the Lord, I change not. So if he was good on yesterday, he got to be good today. Can I say it like that? If he was good on yesterday, amen, and the day before that, he's got to be good today. Amen. And so we thank God for being God and being God all by himself. Amen. Amen. There's a song this morning that we used to sing, amen, and the over at 2600 Minnesota Avenue. And we used to go to the early service. You can have two services over there. And we would go to the early services. Those were the saints and the early risers, amen. We get out. I think the service started like 7:45, something like that. But the early risers would get in. And thank God for the early risers, because a lot of times when you get up early, you don't have time for a whole lot of foolishness, amen. The longer the day goes on, the more the foolishness may come in. That's why it's good to have your time with the Lord early in the morning. Amen. Prayer, and meditation, devotion. Amen. For that foolishness gets going on during the day. But there'll be a song I remember some of the older saints and even some of the newer ones. Amen. Would sing, and the song would just marinate. Amen. In your spirit. And that's hymn number 286, and it's called The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow. And that song would bring encouragement to our hearts. It would bring encouragement to our spirit, and it would just warm up the church, amen, when people were going through. And every now and then, it'd be two or three people that were going through at the same time. And this word would encourage them, this song would encourage them, and every now and then, amen, it'd be maybe one person. But somewhere along the line, the Holy Spirit would come in and minister. And by the time the folk were coming in for the sermon and for the just the song before the sermon, he'd be singing this, Lord Will Make a Way Somehow. Sometimes the preacher couldn't even get to the sermon because Spirit was so high about how God had made a way. So we're going to sing a little bit of that today. Number 286, it says, like a ship and driven, battered by an angry sea, when the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me, I wonder what I have done that makes this race so hard to run. And I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow. And the chorus said, the Lord will make a way somehow. Then beneath the cross I bow. He will take away each sorrow. Let him have your burden now. When the load bears down so heavy, the weight is shown upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing, oh, the Lord will make a way somehow. So let's sing that to the glory of God. We're going to lift him up. And if you are going through and you need some encouragement this morning, truly know that the Lord will. I said the Lord will make a way somehow. Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea, when the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me, I wonder what I have done that makes this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, take away each sorrow. Let him have your burden now. When the load is down so heavy, the weight is shown upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. Try to do my best in service, try to live the best can. When I choose to do the right thing, evil presses on every hand. I look up and wonder why that good fortune passed me by. And I say to my soul, be patient, the Lord will make a way somehow. Come on, y'all sing it. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away each sorrow. Let him have your burden now. When the load bear down so heavy, the weight is shown upon my brow. Come on now. There's a sweet relief in knowing, oh, the Lord will make a way somehow. Come on, let's sing that chorus. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away each sorrow. Let him have your burden now. When the load bear down so heavy, the weight is shown upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing when the Lord will make a way somehow. One more time. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away each sorrow. Let him have your burden now. When the load bears down so heavy, the weight is shown upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. Have I got a witness in the building this morning that the Lord will make a way somehow? I said the Lord will make a way somehow. I said the Lord will make a way somehow. I said the Lord will. I don't care what you're going through, the Lord will make a way. Somebody said, I got history with God. I got a testimony that will tell you that I've been through some tests in my life. And I got a testimony that come hell or high water, the Lord will make a way somehow. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know that the Lord will make a way somehow. I've seen him do it over and over and over again. I know what he's done, and I know what he can do because I know him for myself, and I know the Lord will. Y'all don't hear me this morning. The Lord will make a way somehow. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If your testimony is this morning that the Lord will make a way, somehow you ought to give him some praise. If God has blessed you down through the years, that he's opened doors that nobody could open, that he's closed doors that nobody could close, that he touched and healed your body, that he's continued to provide a roof over your head, that he's continued to put food on your table. I said, the Lord will. I said, the Lord will. When you didn't have a job, come on now, when you had more bills than money, but some kind of way, the Lord will. I say, the Lord will. The Lord will make a way somehow. And I know those saints are old. They knew what they was talking about because they had been through some things, come on now, with their God. And their God showed himself strong and God showed himself mighty in your life. And I'm a living witness today that the same God that blessed them back then is the same God that's blessing us right now. The same God that made a way somehow back then is the same God that's going to make a way right now. So be encouraged this morning that the Lord will. I said the Lord will make a way somehow. We're going to go to the phone lines this morning. Amen. And we're going to ask that you have a testimony this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. The good Lord let me lay down and touch my eyes and limb this morning, gave me a second chance to stand up on my feet and praise his holy name. He said, thank you, Father, for being so good. You have brought me a mighty long way, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshipers, last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady, and Heart of God family. I just want to say, yes, the Lord is going to make a way somehow. He just does it over and over and over, and he has brought us a mighty long way. I mean, like the storms this week, and some people had hard times with the wind and the trees and the hailing and so forth. But just call on God, because guess what? It is something in that name. It is something in that name, and when you call that name, he listens. Yeah. He listens to everything that you have to say. He's such a good God, and he has so much grace and mercy to give us. And so we thank him, and we praise him all the time. And hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being in our lives. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. I thank God for being among the living this morning. He's been so gracious and so good to us. He's kept us like he's promised us. And I thank God that through it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, he's never left us. He said he would send us a comforter, and we have received. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. I praise your name this morning, Lord, because you've eased the pain. We know through it all, we're going to worry, and you said don't worry, because he's promised us, and he is a promise giver. When he promises you something, he delivers, and he's been so gracious. These 80 years, these 83 years, and these 78 years, he's blessed us coming, and he's blessed us going. And he said he would not forsake us. And I thank you, Pastor, for being there for us. I thank you, First Lady, for your precious words that you send us, the encouraging words that keep us going, to let us know that God is on our side. I could go on and on and on. But he knows our heart. He created us. And he has been our Father through our connection. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your kindness and your faithfulness to my family, to my sisters, to our church, to our members, like mine. And know God's there with you too. You all be blessed. Continue to do God's will in your life. He's always there with us. That was his one of his promises. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we give you all the glory this morning. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I would just like to thank God for another day and for my health and strength. I would like to thank First Lady for her kindness and her kind deeds that she has shown me. And I praise God for my sisters and my family for watching over me and taking good care of me. And I just want to say thank you for your prayers, and may everyone have a safe and peaceful weekend.
Amen.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Pastor First Lady. Thank God for you. I just praise God from whom all blessings flow. And Lord, my God, I thank you for watching over me last night, waking me up this morning to see this brand new day. This has been a kind of rough week for me. This week I went to emergency for one thing, and the results weren't good. And I want my church and my pastor to know. So I'm keeping up my spirits very high, because I know that it's all in God's hand. And I know,
hallelujah,
I feel that he will work it out. And I'm going to accept it, whatever it is, good or the bad. Because sometimes you have to accept the things that you can cannot change, but you have to keep on serving God and knowing that he is in control.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So, you just sang the song, the Lord will make a way somehow. So I'm asking all of you for a prayer of healing to keep me strong. And I myself, I'm going to stay strong. And if it's God's will, I'll get through this. So you all have a blessed day and a blessed week. And I will keep you updated on how my progress goes and what the results will be. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 1741, 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, hallelujah. Good morning, heart of God. Good morning, Pastor Kayson and First Lady Kayson. God bless you all. So good to be a part of the family this morning. I praise God this morning for his son Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit. I thank God for just being God and God alone. I give God all the glory this morning, because truly he has made a way for me out of the impossibles. He has made a way. And so I'm still trusting the jewel. I'm still praying for you that God will work his will in your life. God, keep us strong, and whatever we have to go through, God is able. He's able to bring us through. He know the beginning, he know the middle, and he know the end, because he's God all by himself. So we'll continue to pray for one another, and I ask that you all continue to pray even for the ones that don't know the Lord, that their strength will be strengthened in the Lord. And thank God for my family. I just thank God for you, First Lady. Thank you, even though I cannot open up some of the things that you send me, but just the very thought of knowing that you care enough I thank you for sharing. May God continue to strengthen you and give you the strength that you need as you go throughout the week. And I just want to leave a few words of encouragement with the church family this morning. One of the things that kept ringing in my spirit that our God is an awesome God. He rings from heaven above. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor, I didn't know you were going to sing that song that the Lord will make a way somehow. But the Holy Spirit had put in my spirit this passage, the scripture for us this morning, Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
Yeah.
And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so we thank God this morning for Jesus, because he is our burden bearer. He is our sin bearer. He can take everything that we got and put it on his back, because he is able to carry it. So we thank God this morning for Jesus being our sin bearer, our heavy load bearer. Whatever we need, Jesus, he can handle it for us. And we thank God for that this morning. God bless you all, and enjoy your holiday.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord for the great things that he has done and will continue to do at the Heart of God Baptist Church. We know that there is nothing too hard for God, and we know that God is in the blessing business, and he has blessed us thus far, and he will continue to bless us according to his riches and glory. And his riches are very high, and we know that when prayers go up, blessing comes down. And again, there's nothing too hard for God, and he is going to continue to strengthen us collectively and individually. And Aunt Jewel, your praise report is going to be one that is going to be fine. God has taken care of it already. Man says one thing, God says something else. And we're going to stand on that. Everyone else, I love you all. And we just got to keep praying for one another, lifting up one another, calling each other, texting one another, just to say hi. How you doing? Everyone, you know, loves to hear something from their church family. And I'm going to continue to do what I do. I want everyone to prosper. I want everyone to be healthy. I want everyone to be fine. And I know that I believe in the Lord, and I know that he can do these things. And that's what I'm going to stand on today. And we are still standing. Regardless of what's going on in the world, we are still standing. And it's by the grace of God. And we thank him for his love and his kindness that he has bestowed upon all of us. I love you all very much. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And I look forward to hearing and seeing some of you. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your comment this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank God for another day, bringing us through another week. Glad to hear everybody. I know that a couple of things are going on now. couple different people. Keep everybody in our prayers. Pray that we just have a blessed week. And thank God for keeping us here once again. And pray that everybody stays blessed and continues to keep God in their mind and their hearts. And have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. I'll ask for you to 6947. 6947. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice. I just thank God for letting me wake up this morning and being able to get on the line this morning, hear everybody's voice. I just pray that everybody has a good week and that I look forward to hearing from you all next week.
Matt, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digit 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say hello. God bless you all. And I know that God will continue to make a way for everybody. God is so good. I love you, Pastor, First Lady, Heart of God. Thank you. Always thinking about you, First Lady. I'm just going to tell y'all that we got to continue to hold on to God. Ooh, Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Amen.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. God is just good. He just keeps on giving. I love him, and I can't say enough about him. He just keep on keeping on. This morning, I didn't feel like even coming on the line, but I'm so glad that I'm pressed my way. Because God
Hallelujah.
Is just so good. And there's something about fellowshipping with other believers and being in the presence of God. God bless you. Have a great day.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. That's four digits, 1508. 1508, good morning. You're listening in. Thank God for allowing us to be able to have so many on the line this morning, those on the internet and on various social media. We thank God for you and everyone's continued faithfulness toward fellowship in the Lord. And we're going to have one more testimony, and then we're going to ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in prayer. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, the Lord will make a way somehow. And I just thank God this morning because truly God is true to his word. And I just thank God this morning for what he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do in all of our lives. For truly, he is a heart fixer and he is a mind regulator. And I just thank God because the Lord just never ceases to amaze me. And there is something about the name of Jesus. And it is the sweetest name I know. And so God will work it out. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. All we have to do is give it to him. Lay it at the feet of the altar and give it to God. And God will take care of it, and God will take care of us. And he has taken care of us down through the years, and he's not going to forget about us now. And so I just thank God for his richest blessings that he just continuously pours out upon us, his people, his children, because we are his children. And so we just thank God this morning for who he is, for what he is, what he's doing, and what he's going to do in all of our lives, because God is still a miracle-working God. God bless you. Have a blessed day, and have a wonderful holiday.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Reverend Lindsay, you lead us in prayer this morning.
Yes. Good morning again, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Father God, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts, thanking you again for another week that you brought us through. And Father God, we give you glory and honor because truly you've been mighty good unto us. We thank you, Father, because you have not dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but your mercy and your grace have allowed us to have one more chance to get it right with you. And we are grateful for that this morning. And Father God, before we go any further, we ask that you would look on our hearts, oh God. And Father God, if you see any thoughts, Father God, any deeds, Father God, anything that we might have said or done that hasn't been pleasing in your sight, Father, oh God, we ask this morning that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, we ask that you would just cleanse us and wash us in your blood and sanctify us in your word. And Father God, as you forgive us of our sins, oh God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to fill us with more and more of your love and more of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, thank you for this personal relationship that you love each and every born-again believer to have with you, oh God. We thank you, Father, because we don't have to meet man's standards. All we have to do is have faith in you and believe in you, be obedient to you, and serve you, Father God. And Father God, you, Father God, will give us everything that we need according to your riches and glory, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you look on the inside of the heart and not the outside. And so, therefore, we have your mercy and you have your grace, Father. Even when we sin and come short of your glory, even when we stumble and fall, Lord Jesus, your mercy still abides, Father God. And we thank you this morning for that mercy. Because it was mercy, oh God, that allowed you, Lord Jesus, to shed your precious blood for us. It was mercy, oh God, that allowed us to stand before you one more time, Father, and make these petitions, God. And Father God, we come with grateful hearts, knowing that you've been mighty good to us this week.
Yes,
Father, you have put a roof over our head and you put food in our refrigerator. You put clothing on our backs and you've given us jobs. And then you've given us a reasonable portion of help and strength. And, oh, God, you allow us to wake up and be in our same mind in spite of the afflictions, in spite of the pains, in spite of the diseases, in spite of what we might have gone through, hard trials and tribulations for some people, disappointment and hurt, even death and sickness, oh, God. But, Father God, you still brought us through. You still made a way. And so we're grateful this morning. Because of that, Lord Jesus, we can praise you with our whole heart this morning, Father.
Yeah,
we can say hallelujah to you this morning, Lord Jesus, because you didn't have to allow us to have these blessings, Father, but you did. And we thank you this morning, Lord. We don't deserve your goodness, Father, but we thank you one more time, Lord Jesus, that you smile upon us, Father. And, oh, God, we love you this morning. We love you, Father, because you first loved us, Lord. And, Father God, we come, we just give you our hearts. That's all we have, Lord. Because anything else we have is nothing but filthy rags, oh, God. So, Father God, we just pray, Lord Jesus, that as you accept our hearts, oh, God, as you accept that as the reasonable service, oh, God, oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would draw us nigher to your cross. Oh, God, help us to do that which is pleasing in your sight and that you have made for every man. You have a purpose for us and help us to fulfill it for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. And then, Father God, I pray your blessing upon Pastor Kayson. I pray that you continue to strengthen him, oh, God. And as he break the bread of life this morning, Father, oh, God, I pray that you use him, Lord. Oh, God, that your word will feed, oh, God, that your word will save, oh, God, that your word will heal, oh, God, that your word will deliver, oh, God, that your word will bring peace this morning, oh, God, that your word, oh, God, Father God, will bring encouragement to some souls this morning, oh, God. We need to hear a word from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we realize that we're in perilous times, oh, God. But Father God, help us, O Lord Jesus, to keep the faith, to hold on to your unchanging hands, O God. And Father God, it's through your preached word, O God, that Father God, we can do these things, Lord Jesus. Your word is the only thing that will keep us and hold us, Lord Jesus. So, O God, we thank you for the word that will go forth this morning, O God. And Father God, I pray through the preached word, O God, that somebody will be pricked in their heart, O God, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the saving grace, O God, that you will grant this morning, Father God. And then, Father God, I pray for First Lady. I pray that you continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her. Look on the First Family. Keep each and every member, O God. And then, Father God, I pray for her, the God in its entirety, from the youngest to the oldest, O God, from the least to the greatest, O God. Bless every member. Look on them, Lord Jesus. Meet their needs this morning, Father. And, oh, God, we're grateful and we thank you, Father. We thank you for that you have done, that you are doing, and that you will continue to do for your people. And, oh, God, not only we pray for the heart of God, but we pray for those that might be on Facebook, those that are looking any way that you use for your glory. Oh, God, we pray that you touch them this morning, oh, God. Strengthen them this morning, oh, God. Heal them this morning, oh, God. Father God, thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done. And, oh, God, we pray for this country. We pray for our government. And, Father God, we are grateful. We are grateful for the loved ones, oh, God, that serve this country. We are grateful, oh God, for what they done for us, oh God, that we might have some freedom, oh God, that we might, Father God, have a better life, oh God. We pray for those families, oh God, that lost loved ones, oh God. And Father God, we pray for our loved ones that have gone on, Lord Jesus, as we celebrate this Memorial Weekend, oh God. Help us remember the ones that paved the way, oh God, that we might have a better life. We thank them. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every family member. Thank you for everything that they've done, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Just thank you. And we thank you, Father, for mankind. We thank you, oh God. Father God, we thank you for those that paved the way, those that made the way better for us, oh God, that we can enjoy some of the benefits that we have today. And then, Father, we thank you because you allow us to have a better chance today than we had last year this time. We thank you, Father, because of you, Lord Jesus. Man wants to take the credit, but we're going to give you the glory this morning. Because if you had not touched man's brains, if you had not given them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, they would not have medicine. This country would not be opened up. Bodies still would be dying. But it's because of you, Lord Jesus, and your greatness, because of you, what you allow man to do, we are able, Father God, to be able to celebrate, Father God, to be able to be with some of our families, Father God, to be able to open up some of our churches and some of our businesses, Lord Jesus. We are able, Father, to progress in this country, Lord Jesus. Father God, I'm not putting it in no fancy words. I'm just making it plain, telling it the way it is. You brought us a mighty long way. From last May to this May. And we are grateful for everything that you have done. Because if your hand had not been in it, Father, we would not be where we are today. And so, Father God, we are grateful for the progress that you have allowed us to make. We have cried many tears and we have prayed many prayers. And you have opened up the door, and you have made a way. And I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because you deserve it, and you allow us to do it. And, Father God, as you continue to bless our land,
as you continue to heal our land. Oh, God, I pray that you would draw us closer to you, Father, because we need much, much more healing. And we need to be closer and closer unto you, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that you will continue to open our eyes, that we might see your glory and see you spiritually, Father God, so that you will be the drawing mechanism. So you, Father God, will get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you have done. Because truly you've been mighty good unto us. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for these and all blessings. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Reverend Lindsay, for that fervent prayer. Thank you all for your continued prayers. And the Bible teaches us that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank God for your continued steadfastness, your continued unmovableness, your continued always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So we thank God for your continued staying on the battlefield, amen, for the Lord. And we are grateful for all of the men and women who have served so admirably in this country, our military, and all of those who have served on the battlefield for the Lord so admirably, that they took an oath. And the songwriter would say, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. We are grateful to God for his word today. And we want to go to the book of Acts, and the book of Acts in the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. And let me look at verse 9, Acts 29. I'm going to read down talking about a storm and shipwreck that the Apostle Paul endured during his ministry for the Lord. And something to be able to see that even in the midst of the storms and in the midst of the shipwrecks in our lives, that the Lord continues to make a way somehow. So we go to Acts 27, we'll start with verse 9, and we'll read down. Now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already passed, Paul admonished them. Verse 10 it says, and said unto him, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which Paul. In verse 12, it says, and because the heaven was not commodious to winter, the haven was not commodious to winter, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenice and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. In verse 13, it says, and when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing them, they sailed close to Crete. In verse 14, it says, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous called Eurystylon, or Northeaster, in today's vernacular. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive, running under certain island, which is called Claudia. We had much work to come by the boat. In other words, they were struggling to keep the boat afloat. They did not listen to the words of the Apostle Paul and they were seduced by soft wind that came before the storm. In other words, the peace before the storm, the nor'easter that would be running into that caused them to have a false sense of security. Under verse 17, it says, which when they had taken up, they used help undergirding the ship, fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strake sail, and so were driven. They were doing everything they can to allow the ship to stay together, that they were running ropes underneath the boat to try to keep the boat together. They were struggling to keep the boat together, and the storm was fierce. In verse 18, it says, and we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And so day three of going through the storm, or day three of battling the nor'easter and trying to keep the ship together, they began to throw things off of the boat to keep the boat, keep the ship from sinking. In verse 20, it says, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. In other words, they had run out of options on their own, and they didn't see the sea, and they didn't see the sun, and the nor'easter battled them, and they figured that that was it, and they was going to throw in the towel because there was no way that they could be saved. But the word of God has, in the most gracious way, given us a conjunction. A conjunction is a part of the eight parts of speech that connects the first part of the sentence with the second part of the sentence. And so in the word of God, when you see the but word used, it means that the first part of the sentence, the first part of the story, is not the end, amen, and that there is more to come. And so in verse 21, it says, after losing abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And so Paul, after being quiet for a while, stood up and said, you should have listened to what I said. And I don't know about you, amen, but there's been times, amen, when people of wisdom have said things, and I've gone and done things on my own. And when the time came where it didn't work out, amen, the word comes that we should have listened to the wisdom of those who were instructing. And so Paul goes on in verse 22 and says, now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. 23 says, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And the angel said in verse 24, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. In verse 25, he said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that I shall be even as it was told me. So in other words, Paul told him about the angel that God had given him, and that the angel that God had allowed to speak to him not to fear, that in spite of the storms, in spite of the nor'easter, that God would save them, and that in the process of God saving them, that not only would there be storms, but there would be a shipwreck. But even in the midst of the storm and the shipwreck, amen, that God would spare them. And my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but there's been storms in my life. And I'm going to, amen, realize that I wasn't always in the storm by myself, but there have been storms in your lives. There have been storms that we've gone through together. There have been times in our lives that it seems, amen, that everything was falling apart as if our lives were shipwrecked. But the same way that God gave an angel to Paul to encourage him, to let him know that in spite of the storm, amen, in spite of the nor'easter, in spite of the ship being battered by an angry wave, amen, that God was still, amen, going to save, amen, their souls, amen. And so we're encouraged today, amen, that even in the midst of storm, even in the midst of the shipwrecks, amen, in our lives, that God will make a way somehow, amen. And we're going to read a little bit further and see how Paul, amen, and those that were on the ship, amen, were blessed by God making a way out of no way. But the first thing that we have to know, amen, that before we were allowed to go into the storm, before we were allowed to be shipwrecked, and sometimes we go into the storm, amen, because we are disobedient. Sometimes we've gone into storms, amen, because God wanted to show us something through the storm. And so for whatever reason, we have to know that before we go through the storm and before we go through the shipwreck, amen, God wants us to know, amen, that he has a plan and a purpose for your life, that he has a plan and a purpose for my life. In other words, we have been given an assignment by God for our life. In other words, God's plan and God's purpose for our life, amen, has been predestined, amen, before we were born into this world, amen. If you were to look at Jeremiah in the first chapter of the book of Jeremiah in verse 5, God let Jeremiah know, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. In other words, my brothers and sisters, God knew us before we came into this world. God knew the purpose and the plan for us, amen, before we even came into this world. God has a plan for us in this world, and God has a purpose for us in this world. And so even before the storms and the shipwrecks come into our lives, God knows already, amen, what his plan and his purpose for us in our lives. And so whatever it takes, amen, for us to be able to accomplish the purpose and plan for our lives, amen, God will do, amen, whatever it takes. In other words, God will make a way somehow for us to be able to carry out the purpose and the plan in our lives. Another chapter of the book of Jeremiah and the 29th verse, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." In other words, God is letting Jeremiah know, like he let us know, that he knows the plans for us. And if we were to be obedient to God, amen, and to trust him at his word, amen, that even when the storms of life come in our lives, even when the shipwrecks come into our lives, even though like those sailors and those centurion soldiers and the prisoners that were on the ship with Paul, when it felt like they couldn't be saved, they felt like they had been in a situation where they could not prevail, what God does is because he has a plan for you, because he has a plan for me, because he has a purpose for you, because he has a purpose for me, lets us know that in spite of the storm, in spite of the shipwreck, you will be able to carry out the purpose and the plan. And just when it seems like you're not going to be able to do it, just when it seems like you're not going to be able to ride out the storm, just when it doesn't seem like you'll be able to make it on a safe vessel, God will make a way out of no way. That God will make a way somehow for you to be able to complete your plan for God. And that's good news. It's good news because we thank God that he blesses us enough to know us before, while we were in our mother's womb, before we came out, to bless us enough to know the plans for us, to bless us enough to be able to give us illustrations and demonstrations of times where people were in shipwreck, time where people were in storms. But because God had given them assignment, amen, God placed an angel in their life to encourage them, amen, that yes, there's going to be some storms. Yes, there's going to be some shipwreck, but in spite of the storm and the shipwreck, I'm going to make a way for you to be safe. Amen. And so Paul's assignment was to go and to witness in Rome. And Paul understood this. So even though they did not listen to him, even though they did not give credence to what he said, because Paul knew the purpose and the plan that God had for him in his life, that even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of adversity, Paul was still able to stay rooted and grounded enough to be able to make it through the storm. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but as I get a little older, amen, as I know more about God's word, as I know God a little more for myself, as the roots of the word of God plants in my soul, amen, the word that I hide in my heart, as the storms and the shipwrecks come, amen, I'm not as apt to give up so easily. I'm not as disturbed by the storms and the wave as I begin to fellowship with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Jesus that spoke to the winds and the wave and said, peace be still. We begin to start relying on this Jesus, amen, to know that the winds and the wave can't stop God's plan and God's purpose for me. And so I need to be continuously praying and asking God to show me what I should say, what I should do, so that his will be done in my life. And that's the way all of us should be, that we should pray, that we should ask God to show us that his will be done in our lives. And so if we look at 2 and verse 10, Paul is encouraged by Jesus that Jesus has a plan for him in his life. And you look at chapter 22 and verse 10, he says, and I said, what shall I do, Lord? After he was confronted by Jesus on the road to Damascus, and the Lord said unto him, arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all the things which are appointed for thee to do. In other words, God has an appointment. God has an assignment for us. And so God will do whatever it takes for us to get, for him to get our attention, to realize that we have an assignment, and that God will let us know what our assignment and our purpose is. If you look at Acts 23 and verse 11, it says, and the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. And so God let him know that here was an assignment, there was an appointment for him. Just like Jeremiah in the first chapter, in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, God knew, God ordained, God has a plan. He shows Paul that he knows him. He knows that he has a plan, and he says that he must be a witness to testify from Jerusalem to Rome. And so before Paul got on the ship, before Paul got into the storm, before Paul got into the shipwreck, he knew what his purpose and plan was, that God had in his life. He knew that God wanted him, amen, to be able to testify not only in Jerusalem, but also into the world center or the leading place of the world in Rome. And so because Paul knew, because Paul had a relationship, when the storms and the wind came, he did not lose hope. He did not lose faith. He did not lose confidence. He was not discouraged because he knew that God, amen's plan and purpose would be fulfilled in his life. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but I'm glad today, amen, that God allows us to understand, amen, that it ain't over, come on now, until God says it's over. I know that's bad English, but I'm going to say it again. It ain't over until God says it's over. And so when the winds and the waves and the nor'easters and the storms come in your life, and when your ship gets broken down and broken up, it ain't over until God says it's over. In spite of the shipwrecks, in spite of the storms, God will make a way somehow. God will make a way for you to be able to carry out his purpose and his plan. You go to Acts verse 26, and we go to verses 15, amen, and 15 through 18, God will speak Paul again. In verse 15, he says, "And I said, who art thou?" When Paul is telling his testimony against the rulers of that time who would slay him for telling the truth, and those that would slay him for being a witness from God. As he gets in front of them, he rehearses again his encounter with Jesus. And so in verse 15, he says, Acts 26, verse 15, he says, "And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I send thee." And in verse 18, "to open their ears and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may be receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." In other words, God's purpose and plan is clear in the Apostle Paul's life. He understands that God wants him to be able to go through these things so that he can be a witness, that he can be a minister, that he can deliver the good news of Jesus Christ. And when you understand, amen, that these are the things that God has called us to do, when you understand your role that God has called you to do, what happens is you begin to trust God more than you are affected by the situations and the circumstances. God bless Apostle Paul. He blessed him with the Holy Spirit on the inside, and he blessed him with the visions of the angels on the outside. And the same God that blessed Paul with the Holy Spirit on the inside is the same God that blessed him with angels that would minister to him on the outside, is the same God that blesses us with the Holy Spirit on the inside and blesses us with angels that will minister to us on the outside. And these spirit of the Holy Spirit and these angels who were made a little, who we were made a little lower than, the angels that are outside our five senses, who God allows to come into our senses every now and then, are there along with the Holy Spirit to be able to allow us to be able to carry out God's purpose and plan for our life. In other words, we are going to go through some ups and some downs. We're going to go through some shipwrecks, and we're going to go through some storms, but be assured like Paul, amen, that God is going to get the glory from our lives. We're going to go through some things and some places that we don't want to go. It was funny on this Memorial Day, I thought about the military life of my father as he went across the ocean, his first journey, amen, to Germany. The storms and the waves and the ocean of the Atlantic beat upon the ship so bad that everyone on the ship was sick, amen. But some kind of way through prayer, some kind of way through the steadfastness of the crew and the prayers of those that knew God on the ship, they were able to make it across the transatlantic, across the ocean. And they were able to be able to go through the ups and the downs and the battering. And it wasn't easy, but once they got there, they were able to carry out their plan. They were able to carry out their assignment that God had given to them as their service for the Lord. These were the soldiers, amen, that helped, amen, to maintain peace in the area of NATO. These were the ones who helped maintain peace for the bombs and the rockets and the missiles wouldn't come to the shore of the United States, because they went and they were on assignment, they were on a mission, they were on orders to be able to protect against those enemies that were trying to do us harm. They were able to go across these seas to be able to accomplish what God had instructed them to do, what their commanders, what their military leaders had instructed them to do, so that we would have peace on the shores of the United States of America. These are those that we memorize and memorialize today, that in spite of the challenges, in spite of the ups and downs, that they still face the storms, they still face the shipwrecks, they still face the enemy, amen, that would prevent them to prevent them from carrying out their mission. And I remember on the way back, we had some more challenges. And the challenges when we came back, and this time I was with them, that the plane that we were riding on to come back had failure in the head. And we thought the plane was going to crash, but because of the prayers of the righteous again, because we had not fulfilled the plan that God had for our life, that God spared us and we were able to land safely. And even in the landing, there was snow on the ground, and we were able to land in a plane that had failure, in a plane that was landing in the snow, that God continued to make a way, and that God continued to provide, that we will be able to carry out. And my father went on to become a great officer in the military, and to have effects on many young men and women's lives, and was able to give instructions that they would grow in the ranks and in his community, and raise a family that feared God, and was able to have a great effect, amen, on the community. And so we thank God, and we memorize those who have gone on before us, whether it was spiritual, whether it was in a physical or in a military way, but we memorize, we memorialize them because of the steadfastness against all odds that they continued, amen, to carry out, amen, what their purpose and plan was for their lives. And so when we fast forward to chapter 27 of the book of Acts, we see that Paul is telling them that we are going to be all right because God knew us, and that God has a purpose and a plan for us. And even though we should have stayed and we went on anyway, that God stationed the angel at my bedside and told me that there's going to be some rough times, there's going to be some rough roads. And in spite of the rough times and the rough roads, in spite of the storms that are going to come upon us, the nor'easters that are going to come upon us, that God will allow us to be able to make it safely. Amen. And in other words, we're going to be able to be saved because of the grace of God. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to be encouraged today that in spite of all the things that we did, we said that we shouldn't have said, and in spite of all the things that we did that we shouldn't have done, because of God's grace and God's mercy, we're going to be able to make it through the storms and the shipwrecks. Have I got a witness today? And many of you, when I look back over the history of our church and our family and our fellowships have gone through many storms in your life, and there's been some rough storms, and there's been some battered ships, and there's been some battered lives, but in spite of the storms and in spite of the battered ships and the battered lives, that the Lord has made a way somehow. Have I got a witness today? And when you look at the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, we see that Paul, understanding that God wanted him to go from Jerusalem to the center of the world, which was Rome, that in spite of the storms, in spite of the shipwreck, in spite of the lies, in spite of being persecuted by the Jews and the Romans, that God's plan was going to come to fruition. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it ain't over until God says it's over. In other words, that folks can try and come and do all kinds of things to you, but if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. There's going to be some storms in your life. There's going to be some trials and tribulations in your life. There's going to be some things that are going to batter you. There's going to be some storms that are going to bring you down. But if you know God for yourself, if you know him as the great I am that I am, if you know him as the one that brought you through danger, seen and unseen, if you know him as the one who brought you from a mighty long way, if you know him as the one, is the Lord who makes a way somehow, then you can stand up in the midst of the wind and the storms. You can stand up in the midst of the shipwrecks and say, the Lord will. I say, the Lord will make a way out of no way. I'm here to tell you, it's not going to be easy, but God is the God that says, I never promised you that the road would be easy, but some kind of way I'm going to pray and be there with you. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so when Paul and those that were with him on the ship, and the ship began to break up as they got closer to the shore, the thing began to fall apart. I got a witness today that sometimes things will begin to fall apart. But hold on, don't let go, because it knows the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And in spite of the shipwreck, in spite of the storm, you'll be able to say, I made it. I made it safely because the Lord has made a way somehow. Aren't you glad today that you ain't the only one? I believe if you ask Abraham, he'll let you know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I believe if you text Brother Moses, he'll let you know in a text back, good God Almighty, that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I believe if you tweeted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew boys, they'll tweet you back and let you know the Lord will. I say the Lord will make a way out of no way. Aren't you glad today that God's got some history? He's got some folk that will stand up in the church and sing song 286. Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by the angry waves. Somebody will say, the Lord will make a way out of no way. He says, say to my soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. And I'm here to tell you, I've seen him for myself. I've seen him go into the hospital and make a way out of no way. I've seen him go in the courtroom and make a way out of no way. I've seen him go in corporate America and make a way out of no way. I've seen him go up on Capitol Hill and make a way out of no way. I've seen him go to the White House and make a way out of no way. But most importantly, I've seen him come to my house when the storms and the waves and it seemed like it was falling apart, that somehow the Lord will. I said, the Lord will make a way out of no way. Aren't you glad today
day when justice demanded that we should die. Ah, Jesus came down through 42 generations and said, I've already paid a price. In other words, Jesus made a way out of no way to save your sin sick soul, to save my sin sick soul. I might have been able to come like you did. I might not have been able to come the way you did, but I had a board, I had a peace that I came in on with Jesus. Aren't you glad today that you might not have came the way that I came? Some of you might have swam. Some of you might have had a board. Some of you might have had a peace. But some kind of way, the board and the peace and the storm that Jesus was with you, he paid a price that we couldn't pay. I'm not going to go on. I feel like running around the room, Lord have mercy. Because I know the Lord has made a way. I know the Lord has brought us safely. The Lord has saved our souls. The Lord has intervened on our behalf in spite of all the things that we didn't do right. Amen. And all the things that his grace and his mercy brought us through. Some came through swimming. Some came through on boards and pieces. But because of Jesus, we made it through. We made it through. Just like Paul, it ain't over till God says it's over. Paul went on to Rome, stood before the Romans, stood before the Roman emperor at that time. He stood before the Jews over there at that time, and he was able to make it. And God's plan and his purpose for his life to go from Jerusalem to Rome was fulfilled. So be encouraged today, church. There's going to be some storms. There's going to be some nor'easters. There's going to be some shipwreck situations in our lives. But in spite of those things, God's purpose and plan for us will be accomplished. And if God still has something for us to do, God still has a purpose and plans and ordained things for us to do. God still has witnessing and testimony and testifying for us to do. I don't care what it comes. I don't care what comes your way. I don't care what storm comes. I don't care what shipwreck, what happened, amen. There's going to come a time, amen, amen, where God's going to show you clearly, amen, there is something that I have that I want you to do. And in spite of all these things that are happening in your life, you are still going to be able to accomplish it. And that's the thing about God. God says something, God knew it, God's plan will come to fruition. It will be revealed in time. And the thing I like about God is this is an awesome thing. And as I saw so many people go through their challenges and go through their ups and their downs, amen, that when it comes time for God to call us from labor to reward, there's a great transition. And just like when Paul and those were on that ship and that ship broke down and could no longer carry them, they got a new ship. They got a new ship. Even when the ship can no longer carry them, they got a new ship and they were able to complete their journey. And that same thing with us. God has a purpose and a plan for us in this world and the world to come. And when this ship or this body that can no longer afford us a home, we got a new building. We got a new ship. We got a new vessel, not made by hand. Amen? But eternal in the heavens. In other words, we're getting a new ship, a new vessel. Amen? Amen. That won't ever get broke up. It won't ever get beat down. And so we have to thank God, amen, while we're still battling in these old vessels, amen, that he's not going to allow it to go down, amen, until his plan and his purpose in our lives has been completed. And when it's completed, he's going to present us with a new ship, new vessel, new body, brand new, not made by hands, amen, but eternal in the heaven. I want to say, so build and keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. And I've seen so many saints down through the years, amen, fight a good fight, amen, keep course, finish their race. And when they transitioned, they had completed their sign. They had did what God had called and designed and purposed them to do.
So we have a lot to look forward to. We got a lot to be grateful to God for just keeping us and bringing us and letting us know, like we went back through Acts, we went back through Jeremiah, and say that God has this thing under control. God has a plan. Amen? So don't get too caught up in what man says or what the job says or what the doctor says or what anybody says. God has the final say so. So there's going to be storms. There's going to be shipwrecks. But the Lord will make a way somehow. Amen. I don't know how he does it, but there's going to be a great getting up morning. Amen. Time, amen, where all of us, amen, we'll meet him in the air and be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. And our assignment on this earth, amen, will be no more. But there'll be a new assignment. Amen. A new heaven and a new earth. Amen. We'll be able to our instructions there and be able to carry out what God wants us to do there. Amen. So be encouraged. Amen. Take your soul to be encouraged. Just like that song, number 286 in the hymn, amen. The Lord will make a way. Amen. Be encouraged, church. I know that the storms are real. I know the shipwrecks are real. Amen. Paul understood. He can carry out your plan and purpose in our life. And so, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for that encouragement. Thank you for letting us know, God, that this world will pass away, but there is a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, God, that we will be able to occupy a new building, a new body. Amen. Oh, God, that we will be able to praise you and that we'll be able to honor you and be able to carry out the purpose and the plan for us in that world. And so, God, help us all to be encouraged. Help us to encourage one another. Oh, God, that we might be a people that are doing things that are pleasing in your sight. Until we hear you say, well done and enough done. Your love, may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know you're in. You love them in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, go back and read chapter Acts chapters 21 through 28. You'll see the whole story of Paul and his ministry. And you'll be blessed. God bless you. I pray for you. We'll see you again on next Sunday. Have a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful holiday weekend. God bless.